die. I'm stroking my Cure autograph picture at this point.
Well, there you go.
Pictures of him, if you will. Speaking of him, him is a professional comedian. It's it's John.
Shut this off,
yeah, there you go. Shut that up.
We fade it down in the studio. For some reason, it still goes through the phone line. I don't know how that works.
I have no idea. I'm going to have I have got this sync feeling that our next comedian and I will bond because he's been married 3 times. I've been married twice. It's John Voorhees. John, welcome to the show, my friend. How are you?
Oh, pretty good.
Yeah? Even though you've been married 3 times, you're all right? Everything's good?
I've been married so many times, my lawyer says one more divorce and I get a free bankruptcy.
That's awesome. And a large Slurpee. Oh, my God. You're not currently married to wife number 3 right now, are you?
I actually am.
Okay.
I actually am. She's a really great gal.
Well, there you go. Third time, as they say, is a charm.
Yeah, right. My wife and I agree on a lot of things except for sex.
Right.
I mean, the other day I had to blow dust off my penis.
I'm just impressed you can get close enough. That could be a good thing. Maybe you don't need it.
Why did I get married in the first all these years? I had to talk to you.
Too funny. A friend of mine was asking me the other day, it's like, you know, after you've been married more than once, it's no longer half of your stuff. What is it, like a quarter, a third?
You know,
25%.
I don't know anymore. You're making me do math on a weeknight.
Sorry, I apologize. Now, I notice you're from Sterling, Illinois. For people like us that don't know exactly where Sterling is, what's that close to?
Nothing. No, I Sterling, Illinois. It's a little fly speck town between. It's by Chicago.
Okay.
It's by Chicago. I'm originally from Iowa. I got kicked out. They found out I didn't know how to make meth. Sterling's a weird place, man. They got the. Do you have blue laws down there?
No, not really.
We had this blue law. They just within the last year they made it so convenience stores, gas stations could carry alcohol.
Oh, I got you.
Okay. Yeah, it's like welcome to the 20th century.
Right.
Oh, they want to keep us in the Stone Age. I mean, they would have us. It's always for safety. It's for your own good. It's for safety. They'd have us riding horse and buggy if they could. You know, let's just keep it safe. It's for your safety. I got news for them. It doesn't matter. You can make us ride horse and buggy. There's still going to be crime. There's still going to be problems. There's still going to be gangs.
Right, sure.
Drive-bys would be slower. There's still going to be gangs. You still have hit and run. Some guy's going to get run over by a horse and buggy. You know, they're going to have to call out the CSI Amish. You got this guy coming out, well, Ezekiel, we matched the hoof prints on Jebediah's head to old Bessie over here. You're coming with us. You're going away for a long time once we have a jail raisin.
Jail raisin, nice. Ah, too funny. John, where are you right now? Are you in the lovely and, I'm sure, quite popular Sterling, Illinois?
Oh, yes, I am.
Perfect. Are you touring this week? What's going on with you in the next few weeks? You going to be out and about?
Saturday, I'm going to be in Iowa Falls, Iowa.
Wow, they're welcoming you back. That's good.
Brewski's.
Nice.
And to be honest with you, I don't know where I'm at next week.
Just wherever the wind takes you. When you're married, you don't care as long as you're somewhere.
Exactly.
As long as I'm
doing something, as long as I'm out of the house, my wife's happy.
Yeah.
Well, you got to have some kind of plan. Holidays are coming up. You got any big plans for the holidays?
I love the holidays.
Yeah?
Holidays are great.
All right.
The holidays mean one major thing. Holiday shopping.
All right.
I love shopping. I love day after Thanksgiving, I'm at the stores before dawn. I don't buy anything. I just like to piss off the real shoppers. I'll take my cart. I'll walk down the middle of the aisle really slow. I'll find that one toy left of the really hot toy. I'll pick it up, you know, look it all over while all the other moms are circling around me, frothing at the mouth. I'll put it in my cart. I'll go over to the hardware section and put it back on the shelf behind some light bulbs. But, you know, the shopping's fun. I love shopping. I was at the dollar store the other day. You ever go to dollar? Do you have dollar stores in St. Louis?
Love the dollar store.
Oh yeah,
I love the dollar store too. Of course, in my house we call it the $32 store because that's how much we spend every time we go there.
Right.
But I go to the dollar store and I see pregnancy tests. I gotta say something. buys a pregnancy test at a dollar store.
I agree.
Yeah.
It's probably the same people that buy their condoms there.
A little more accurate, yeah.
You know, that's something I think I'd spend a few bucks on.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
A pregnancy test. You know, it's one of those things. I'm sorry. It just boggles my mind. And I guess I could sum it up. If you got to go to the dollar store to buy a pregnancy test, you probably can't afford to raise the kid.
that's a good way to look at it.
Hey, we're with comedian John Voorhees, and John, that's kind of like you know, doing a pregnancy test drive-through. It's not real smart.
Although I would do breast exam drive-throughs.
I would man the booth. Sure.
I'd be the manager.
You're doing
sorry,
so
those
wrong.
Are too big.
Let me show you.
Yeah.
Oh, that's too funny. Now, you look like, I imagine being from Iowa and looking at your picture here, you're built like we all are, a Midwestern guy. You probably enjoy food and or / beverage. Do you have a favorite food?
I love food. Probably my favorite food of all is the Reese's Peanut Butter Cup.
Oh yeah.
Those are good.
The Reese's Peanut Butter Cup is almost the perfect food. I say almost because the perfect food is the Reese's Peanut Butter Egg.
Right.
I mean, of all the Reese's family, the peanut butter egg has the perfect ratio of chocolate to peanut butter. It's not like those Reese's Pieces.
Right.
I mean, Reese's Pieces suck. I'm sorry, you may like them, but... You know, you may be crazy, too, but Reese's Pieces... Well, so if it weren't for Spielberg, that damn alien, those things would have been taken off the market a long time ago.
I agree.
Can't disagree with you, yeah.
I don't mean to blame E.T. It's not E.T.'s fault. I mean, he was addicted. Elliot was his pusher. You know. Had them all lined up on the floor like it was a big mirror or something. You can't blame him. But Reese's Pieces... Have you ever went to bite an M&M? And you get in your mouth and you realize it's a Reese's Pieces.
Oh, the candy. I thought you meant the wrapper. All right.
My whole day's thrown. I can't do it. But the Reese's peanut butter egg, it is the best. And I just think it's wrong that we only get those at Easter.
All right.
It's wrong. It shouldn't be just, those should be a year-round treat.
See,
I mean, after all, isn't Easter really about Jesus?
Good
There's
point.
Already enough Easter candy. You got the bunny, you got the peeps, you got the little chocolate cross of... Just waiting for them to go to the next step and put a little gummy Jesus on it with chocolate chip nails. And with Jesus, you know, Jesus, if he were around today, he'd eat Reese's Peanut Butter Cups.
I think he would.
I think he would. The great part about Reese's Peanut Butter Cups with Jesus is you never run out. Keep breaking off a piece.
Wow.
You know, I got to say, speaking of Jesus, anytime I bring up Jesus, it makes me think of the very first joke I ever wrote in my life. I was in high school. My mom was a high school Sunday school teacher. And I wrote this joke, and I told it in her Sunday school class. And anything I've written and probably anything I ever will write, it's the one that will keep me out of heaven.
Okay.
I'm assuming you want to hear it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, by all means.
Right ahead.
Why did Jesus cross the road?
I don't know.
He was nailed to a chicken.
Oh, God.
I'm going to get to the pearly gates. St. Peter's going to be like, you know, the gummy Jesus, we were going to let you slide, but the chicken joke.
Yeah, you're done. The elevator's over there. Good day, sir.
Exactly. Just press the down button, asshole.
Well, John Voorhees, we are unfortunately out of time. We do appreciate you spending some time with us.
Do you have a website you want to tell people about?
Tip it.
Yes, I appreciate you guys having me. My website is loserwhiteguy.com.
Love it. Love it. Loserwhiteguy.com. That's
loserwhiteguy.com.
John Voorhees. He'll be in Iowa City.
Iowa Falls.
Iowa Falls, Iowa, coming up at Brewski's next weekend.
So this Saturday.
This Saturday. My fault. I thought you said next week. My fault.
Perfect.
This Saturday night.
Thanks for listening.
Yeah. Thanks for, sorry.
Thanks for having me. You guys are great.
John, thank you, buddy.
John,
good
we'll
luck.
Talk to you again soon, man. Have
All
a
right.
great afternoon.
There
All right.
Go.
That is John Voorhees.
See, this is why I don't have a website, because he stole it. Loserwhiteguy.com. It was already
that.
Taken by John.
I love that.
It's Dirty Joke Thursday.
It is.
Do we have time for one?
Yeah, we have time for a few, actually.
Okay. An American is having breakfast one morning. Coffee, croissants, bread, butter, jam, when a French frog chewing bubble gum sits down next to him. The American ignores the French guy, who nevertheless starts a conversation. The French guy says, you American folk eat the whole bread? The American, in a bad mood, goes, yeah, of course. Frenchman, after blowing a huge bubble with his gum, we don't. In France, we only eat what's inside. The crusts we collect in a container, recycle it, transform them into croissants, and sell them to the States. And the Frenchman has a smirk on his face. The American listens and is very quiet. The Frenchman keeps going, "Do you eat jelly with the bread?" American goes, "Yeah, of course." Frenchman cracking his bubble gum between his teeth and chuckling, "We don't. In France, we eat fresh fruit for breakfast. Then we put all the peels, seeds, and leftovers in containers, recycle them, transform them into jam, and sell the jam to the States." After a moment of silence, the American says, "Do you have sex in France?" Frenchman goes, "Oh, but of course we do," with a big smirk. "What do you do with the condoms once you've used them?" He goes, "We throw them away, of course." "We don't. Here in America, we put them in a container, recycle them, melt them down into bubble gum, and sell them to France."